Monday night, or L'chof Tes, Teves. So there's a din of Shnayim Mikav Echatargum, that's a din in the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, that you have to do Shnayim Mikav Echatargum. Everybody knows what that means, I assume. We'll be learning in the coming days exactly the method of accomplishing, and I draw your attention to the Bima, where this very fine Shnayim Mikav Echatargum bookmark has been conceived of and made by Arya Sonnenberg, and it's for free. So, free? I'll take two. Okay. Women are potter from Shnayim Mikav Echatargum. Children under bar mitzvah who can read and who have the zitzfleish, you have to be mechanach your children to do it. Shnayim Mikav Echatargum. When do you do it? The Shulchan Aruch talks about after Mincha and Shabbos, starting Sunday, but it really means after Mincha. So that's your first line of attack. And by when do you have, that's when you can start. You should finish it before, there's like a lot of shlovim, before the Kriyas HaTorah and Shul of the following week. Failing that, before Yesuda. Failing that, before Mincha. Failing that before Wednesday, and failing that Simchas Torah. Yeah, but that's like really, really, really b'di'evet, which is why most people do it then, or at least catch up then. Okay. We're starting Shi'ur Aleph in Shar HaBechina. We should make a siyum on Shar HaYichud. Shar HaBechina is the second Shar in Chovos HaLavavos. Bechina means to examine. You're examining the world. You're examining different disciplines. He makes a list of different things to examine in the world. And the point of examining things in the world, the flow, Sabori will call it, but he trains us to see things and to realize that we shouldn't just get used to things, but we should have espilus from things and think about them and how they work. We're like a million times more advanced than the Chovos HaLavavos was over 1,000 years ago. The knowledge that we have available on our fingertips is really, really so much more advanced. Like, it's not even a dimyon to what the Chachamim had and knew in the times of the Chovos HaLavavos. And if he says that examining the universe and different disciplines in the universe brings you to be aware of Hashem, to believe in Hashem, to see Hashem, to see Hashem's Chochma, Ugvura, and Chesed, which is the point of this Sha'ar, to see that, then Kol Shekein, it's like such a Kal V'chomer, what we have available to us now, everything he talks about, and he focuses on biology in the Sha'ar HaBechina. He says that's the closest to a person, that's the thing a person can relate to the most. So in that, and also, I mean, what we know now about anything he talks about, any part of the body he talks about, is, I would even say the word, it was a tipa shabiyam, what he knew, compared to what we have available to us, knowledge now. But I think upon him, that's what Bechina means, and the purpose is, it's like a Shara Yichud for dummies, he says. Shara Yichud is really above everyone's head. And the way most people will see Hashem and perceive Hashem and be convinced of the reality of Hashem is through Bechina, through examining nature and seeing what goes on, and very, very obviously there's a creator. Again, as a Hakdama, it should be said, you know, it used to be that the Goyim were from. The Goyim believed in Hashem. All the Avodah Zarah believed in Hashem. They believed in a higher power. They believed in someone that created the universe. They believed in someone controlling the universe. So the Eitz Hara was maybe Hashem Echad, or the Eitz Hara was not to do things, to think about it and to draw the right conclusions. Nowadays there's a much more insidious Eitz Hara, in my opinion. I mean, it's not my opinion that it's a much, that there's a different Eitz Hara. It's my opinion that it's much more insidious. And that is that everyone's an atheist now. Like the whole world is makhish even, and this is thanks to a few chachamim, unfortunately many of them were Jews, that attributed historical forces and evolutionary forces and economic forces, they attributed it to forces in the universe, and that's why the things happened when it happened and why it happened, and it's uncontrollable forces. Even the person's Bechira, a very famous Jew, unfortunately made that person's almost doesn't have Bechira, is controlled by inner forces. And of course there's a mixus emes to what everyone says, and that mixus emes gives rise to sheker. But the real, so I'm saying the Yetzirah now, Bechina is even more important. I don't know, more important, it's always important. But it's the imperative of Bechina now is Lahotzi from Bechal being Makhish of the Metzius Hashem. That's the, every newspaper you read, every news report you listen to, every, the way people just live, I'm not talking about that people say Bach Hashem and Amitz Hashem. That's cheap words. The whole steiger of the world, though, is, and it really is a recent phenomenon in history, atheism. Like to be makish, that there's an Eibishter, that there's a creator, that there's someone running the world, there's a higher power. So that makes Shar HaBechina even more, even more important. Yeah, even more important and more natic and more essential, because you're fighting almost a default existence of atheism. So it's very essential that we pay attention to Shar HaBechina and we think about it and we examine the universe and draw the conclusions that the Chavis HaVavis wants us to draw. Okay.